Sinatra is crooning from a boombox in the corner of the Mohawk Room, reminiscent of a 19th century parlor deep in the bowels of Schenectady County Community College. In the center of the space, several dozen people are crowded around a craps table. They're blowing on dice and hoping for snake eyes. No, it's not an illegal underground casino. It's casino class.
All these proposition bets are one-roll bets. This area is called the
One of the students, 33-year-old Saratoga Springs native Michael Santangelo, leans over the edge of the craps table, concentrating fiercely on the board.
All the time. When you play these, you're playing against everyone else in the table. So if you win this and get excited, people don't like it because everyone else is losing when you're winning this.
He has played craps many times before. It's pretty clear he's not watching to learn. He's watching to spot the cheaters.
Part of getting a grade is learning how to cheat. I know that sounds really weird, but that's kind of what's cool about this whole process.
You see any cheaters yet?
No, not yet. Not yet.
The class is a laboratory held about four times a semester, Professor Kim Otis explains. Weaving around the gaming table, she checks in with students to see how they're doing.
No, you were a dealer. That was your personal money?
The students all get their own play money, and so they act as the dealers, they act as the players. Some of them I have stealthily, like, trying to steal from other people so that we've got security aspect. We have the, you know, entertainment side of it. We'll be playing Frank Sinatra momentarily because it just feels like the right thing to do. We have food and beverage so that it kind of gives that whole feeling so that they can kind of get used to that noise, the sounds around them, the people bustling about.
Otis says her students come from all walks of life, from bright-eyed college kids to older adults looking for a second career. At the end of the two-year casino gaming and management program, Otis says, they'll all be ready to get to work.
You know, it's a very sexy idea that we're going to have this casino, and it's so fancy, and what a great life. But the reality is that we're working when everybody else is playing.
On the other side of the room, another student, retired Naval Officer Michael Favada of Niskayuna, strolls past groups of students working in teams to learn the dice game Chuck-a-Luck.
This is the first time I thought we were playing Yahtzee over here, to be honest with you. I'm trying to figure out how this works myself.
But Favada hangs back, lending a few of his chips to a fellow student to have at it. He seems more interested in making sure his classmates are learning and having fun. It's almost as if he's the floor manager. But he won't say whether he's playing a role in class tonight.
It seems that no matter how good times are economically or how bad times economically, people are always going to casinos. And so with a casino coming here to Schenectady, it appears to be a growth industry. And there's something to be said for job security. So I think the whole dynamics, how many things it takes to make a casino work is just fascinating to me.
Less than a mile from casino class on the banks of the Mohawk River is the site of a $450 million proposed waterfront development, the River's Casino and Resort of Mohawk Harbor. The plan for the casino, co-engineered by the Rotterdam-based developers the Galesi Group and Chicago's Rush Street Gaming, includes 66 gaming tables and 1,150 slot machines. Developers say the outfit will create 1,200 high-quality jobs. The promise of the River's Casino and Resort is also what drew 20-year-old Rotterdam native Sam Cook to enroll in casino class.
I want to do, like, the entertainment industry aspect of it.
Cook says she's learned a lot about that aspect of casino management from the program's required internship. Cook's was with Saratoga Casino and Raceway. After graduation, she says she wants to take her act to Schenectady or even to Las Vegas. For now, though, she tentatively peers at the action on the craps table.
I have to watch a few rounds before I can actually do it.
Professor Otis gives Cook a reassuring pat on the back. She knows all of her students will get the hang of it. At the end of the semester, she says, they'll be ready for their final project.
And we do a big comprehensive gaming night where all of my students invite their families in and they become our guests, and we run the facility. And we keep track of all of the finances and we make sure that everything balances out, and it's really terrific.
SCCC's program is one of only a handful to award an associate's degree in gaming industry management. Also in the region, Morrisville State College in central New York offers a program, and the University of Massachusetts offers a casino management certificate online. Back at the craps table in the Mohawk Room, Michael Favada is still making the rounds.
This seems to be an industry. The people I've talked to in it, they love going to work every day. And while I loved being a naval officer, there were some very trying days. And I had promised myself that whatever career I chose next, I was going to love to go to work every day. So the people that I've talked to up at the casino in Saratoga, I've gone to Mohegan Sun, I've gone down to Newport, Rhode Island. Everybody that works at the casino genuinely seems happy. And I'm pretty good at spotting fakers, and they genuinely seem happy. So I think it's an industry I'd like to be part of.
So make it one for my baby.
For WAMC News, I'm Jessica Blaustein Marshall in Schenectady.